Mariah Carey gives her 12-year-old self the funniest life advice, like, don't shave your eyebrows. Mariah Carey is sending some life advice to every 12-year-old out there, and it is some life advice that many of us maybe wish we heard sooner. Speaking to people about her upcoming children's book, The Christmas Princess, Mariah Carey recalls some of the life lessons she needed to learn when she was 12 years of age and how she included them in her new book. She said, like, save up your money, buy some conditioner and a comb, just wet your hair, keep the conditioner on it and let it dry, air dry, you'll be okay. And she also said, oh, and I would have said, please don't shave your eyebrows, it's never going to look good on you. Why do people do that? Why do people shave their eyebrows off? Do people shave their eyebrows? Ruth! Sorry to interrupt you there. Do women shave their eyebrows off?
So it was a trend a good few years ago. Do you remember the really, really skinny trend, eyebrow trend from like the noughties?
Yeah, now they're like mustaches on their heads.
Yeah, so it was the trend. And I think Mariah Carey shaved hers off so that she could pencil them back on as thin as possible.
And then they didn't grow back again.
Well, they don't.
No, this is the problem. Eyebrows take a long time to grow back.
I know, I went through the skinny eyebrow phase and I'm missing half my
eyebrows. Because it's like, eyebrow hair is like pubic hair. I don't mean that.
Please restart that sentence.
No, but it is. I mean, it's the same coarseness. So it takes time for it to grow back. You know, it's a slow grower. It's not like the hair in your head.
Well, it also doesn't seem to like replenish as
quickly as the hair in your head. Yeah, like, and there's a possibility you may not replenish
wrong,
at all.
Grow back.
No. And if you're going to pluck them, by the way, you could be pulling out the roots.
Yes.
And they may not be growing back at all.
No. Okay. Learned that the hard way myself. That's my own advice.
But so if you could go back, now I know you're still reasonably young anyway, Ruth.
Yeah.
But if you could go back and tell your 12-year-old self something, what would it be?
Don't use hair dye with henna in it, because that'll cost a lot of money and take a lot of time to get back out. Don't pluck your eyebrows that thin. And please God, don't get tattooed in some random man's gaff when you're 15 years old.
Oh, see what she did there? See what she did there? Her tattoos. At least she regrets one of them anyway.
Don't regret the tattoo, just the guy who did it.
All right, okay. Anyway, what advice would you give to your younger self at 12 years of age? I think the advice I would probably give myself, which is the best advice I ever got, which is value yourself. Always value yourself. Never let anybody undervalue. I know that's a bit serious. But we want to give some advice, or maybe other advice is don't eat ice cream. Because unfortunately, ice cream runs through me. I only found that out in the latter years of my life. Don't eat ice cream. Don't get a liking for ice cream, because I love ice cream and I do risk a bit of it every now and again. I just love it, but I can't eat it, unfortunately, because I have this kind of lactose intolerance. So I probably tell myself, don't get used to eating that, even though it tastes really nice. Somebody else, by the way, says caterpillars over their eyes. Yeah, they're the new ones, aren't they? What they call HD brows or something like that, that women have. Yeah, used to. I'm looking at used to don't have them out there now. But you see, some women, what's that actress's name? What's that actress's name that has the big thick ones like moustaches?
Cara Delevingne.
That's the one. Yeah. They're like, it's like a big unibrow across
her
head.
She's actually famous for her eyebrows, and she's a whole story behind them. She was never allowed to pluck them as a child and used to get slagged for it loads. And now she has pretty much perfect eyebrows.
They're not perfect. It's like a big moustache across her head.
By the current beauty standards, her eyebrows are perfect.
I suppose no matter what you have, it'll eventually come into fashion. Anyway, I want to know what you would tell your 12-year-old self. We got one of Roots, a little giveaways to give away, which is a couple of mugs or something like that, and we'll Classic Hits mugs, and we'll give them to you. All you got to do is send us a text or a WhatsApp right now, and the question quite simply is, what would you tell your 12-year-old self? Keep it light, keep it fun. Don't be talking about, you know, going back and telling your mum you loved her again before she died and all that. I know that's really nice and it's lovely and it's heartwarming, but it's Friday. Let's keep it upbeat. So 12 years of age, what would you tell yourself? Keep it to one sentence and send it to us now. I'm looking here. Somebody said, I would tell myself not to grab that butterfly because I wouldn't have fell into the nettles and got stung all over. I know that feeling. Oh yeah, I would tell myself not to set the... myself and a mate of mine, when I was about 12, we found a beehive and we decided to set it on fire. That's because that's what boys do. We do stuff like that. We find a box of matches in our mother's house. We set newspapers on fire because we're firebugs. And we decided, there's a beehive in the field. Let's stick some lighted paper into it and see what happens. Well, what happened was all the wasps came out of it and chased us across the field, and I got stung about 7 times on the back of the head and the neck. Let me go to Rita. Rita, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Rita?
How are you doing, Ian?
Good. What do you regret, or what would you tell your 12-year-old self not to do?
What would I do? The loading about the worst thing I ever did was put my boyfriend's name All up me arm.
Right.
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriend, I assume.
Ex-boyfriend, yeah.
Right, okay.
When I was 12.
And how big is this tattoo?
It's on my wrist, and it's going right around my wrist.
Right.
In a circle.
Right.
In a circle.
Like a spiral.
Yeah, and his name was James.
Right.
I'll never forget it, yeah. His name was James.
I'm sure you'll never forget it. It's on your arm for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, I got a cord in with loads of flowers and I married a John.
So, was it possible to change James to John fairly easily? No, it wasn't. No,
I didn't even put John there. I just got rid of the whole lot.
No, you'll never do that again, will you? How old were you, by the way? How old were you?
It was about 13.
You were 13 at the time?
Yeah, and I went into the house. My dad caught me in for my dinner and I went in. And I had my hand behind me back. And he said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Oh, nothing, Dad. I just fell." So he grabbed me arm.
And
he said, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, it's only pen." And I'll never forget it. He had a hot... Remember the stoves you'd have years ago with the rings?
Yeah, yeah.
Need the four rings going around it. He lifted up my arm and I thought he was going to stick my hand to it.
Right.
Really, yeah. Yeah.
And when you say you were 13, I'm assuming it wasn't professionally done. It was done by one of your mates with Indian ink or something, wasn't it?
Remember the Indian ink.
That's right, yeah. One of your mates did it with Indian ink.
Then I have a little cross then on my arm, a little cross as well.
The amount of people who had mates with Indian ink who done a dodgy job. I know loads of people who have stuff like that done.
Yeah.
And on their hands and on their wrists. Ruth! The tattoo queen, my producer. Did you ever get a mate of yours to put Indian ink on you?
Oh my God, no. It's so bad for you.
Okay. Oh, look at her being all sensible. Look, did you hear that, Rita? The state of her being all sensible. That was the first time I've ever heard her being sensible when it comes to tattoos.
They found out now it's carcinogenic.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Thanks for telling Rita that. I'm sure she's delighted. I'm sure she's delighted to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm actually surprised Ruth didn't, because Ruth, to be honest with you, she's like a work of art. She's so many bloody tattoos.
I can imagine that.
Well, listen, Rita, thanks very much. Some good advice to yourself. Don't get a tattoo at a very young age. You may regret it. David, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, David?
I'm good, Niall, thanks. How are you?
Good. What would you tell your 12-year-old self?
Well, I would tell myself, I once went to the park with a lady, a young girl at 12, and you know, she passed wind, Niall, as we were walking along. And that was the end of the relationship. She did, and she went on to marry my friend, and she turned out an absolute stunner. Knowing what I know about women now, they all pass wind. I never realised.
And why did you think for one minute that women didn't fart?
I don't know. At that age, you never did you?
Well, yeah, I remember my mother told me years and years ago that women had an operation when they were small. It's called a fartorectomy, where they had the fart gland removed and replaced with flowers. That's what you're talking.
Every time I see her now, I think, what a stunner and what a mistake I made. No.
And was it a bad fart?
Oh, just loud, you know. It was one of those. You're just walking along. Absolutely. You're just walking along and I thought, oh, that's not for me, like, you know. But then
I can't believe you gave her up over farting.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Never saw her again in terms of like that. I only saw her around the town. And then, like I say, she married a friend of mine and she was
stunner.
A beautiful lady.
Yeah, and you blew it, didn't you? Well, behind the bun, she blew it. Yeah, she blew it. But you blew it as well, didn't you, by letting her go over the farting?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Dave, that's a good one. All right.
Cheers
Thanks, Dave. Would tell his 12-year-old self to stick with the farting. Just put up with the farting. She's going to turn out to be a stunner. Let me go to another Dave. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dave?
All right, how are you?
Good. Dave, would you put up with a farting girlfriend?
No, I would not. I'd kick her out to hell.
Well, you would not.
God, no.
Every human being farts at some point, for God's sake. We just try and do it as delicately as we can. You know what I mean? You do it quietly. So, Dave, what would you tell your 12-year-old self?
I would tell my 12-year-old self to buy two of everything and leave one unboxed.
Good idea.
In relation to toys.
Because
I'm the one who collects matchbox cars and the typewriters and all that. You remember me now?
Oh, yes. I do remember you, yeah.
Yeah, and... Apple iPods and all that. Like, that's what I collect and stuff, you know.
I was looking one day online and I couldn't believe it. But if you have the original iPhone.
I do.
Yeah, in the box, sealed with the plastic still on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so and it's not that long ago. It's only 1996, right? I think it was 1996. So, or no, 2006, should I say. So, in 2006, when they brought out the iPhone, and if you have a boxed one sealed with the plastic, now it must be sealed with the plastic, 13 grand.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Jeez.
Wouldn't it be worth buying one? Huh?
Yes, the first iPod I got was 2004, and it cost me 800 quid, and I had to buy a laptop to use it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story before I go into work.
I still have the one that came out before the iPod, which was the iRiver. Do you remember the iRiver?
I do, yeah.
I have an iRiver at home.
God. I'll tell you the story before I head in to be tortured for the day at work, you know.
Okay, go on, tell me.
My brother Vincent, back in the early 80s, he had every Star Wars figurine, all the ships, all boxed, all in perfect condition and everything. And then one day, he was cleaning out his room and he put them all in black bags, and my mother came along and she threw them out.
No.
We spent 3 days in a dump near Castlebar going through all the rubbish. We never found them. And, you know, fast forward a few years, we're watching the Antiques Roadshow and there's this Boba Fett character.
Oh, no.
The ones with the rockets that are...
Yeah, another one.
Glued in. And then there was ones that were really rare that the rockets were fired out.
Okay, tell me how much they're worth. You're going to tell me, aren't you?
I think they're worth around 10 grand each or something. And Finney had four of the ones of the rockets that fired, and three of the ones that didn't. And we just turned to Mam and just started crying.
Mam, I can imagine.
Get out of the bloody room.
Yes, what a great thing to tell yourself. Buy two of everything, play with
Absolutely.
One, and keep the other one boxed with the cellophane still on it.
That's exactly what I do now.
All right, listen, good call. Thanks very much indeed, Dave.